So the situation in the Dor HaMabul was pretty miserable. Rashi quotes from Chazal that there are fundamentally three different averas that were taking place. And it was these combination of these three averas that caused the whole, just about complete destruction of the entire world. So the Torah describes it in one phrase, the phrase of Hashchasa, Ki Hishchis Kabosas Dakal Aretz. So Rashi is quick to point out that Lashon Hashchasa has a double meaning to it. Hashchasa refers to, in the most simple sense, in the realm of Gilui Arayos, as the Psukim sound like at the end of Bereishis, Mikol Asher Bacharu, with Eishazish and Mishkev Zoch and Mishkev Ehim and all Kilkulim in that terrible Torah Kilkulim in that area of Chait. And Rashi adds on also Hashchasa is a lashon of Avodah Zarah, Pentashchisu Vasidam Pesach Al Tufsamu, also a lashon of Hashchasa. And then for the grand finale, so the Torah says, because of rab, because of theft. So you have three different areas of halacha, three obviously very serious areas of halacha, but at first glance, they really have nothing to do with each other. I mean, Avodah Zarah, and Gezel, and Gezel, we're not advocating any of the three, but in terms of an underlying premise, an underlying shita, there doesn't seem to be anything really connecting the dots. So do Chazal mean that it just happens to be one plus one happened to be these three added up together and they're machriya, l'kaf chayva? But these three averas are really manifestations of one basic fundamental problem. And it's really the fundamental problem that's the real cause of the mabul. These are the symptoms of the diseases. Diseases under the microscope. You can't really see that. But you see this part of the body's inflamed. And this part of the... You see a lot of symptoms. That's an indication that in the blood work there's something more serious going on. So I think the answer is fairly simple. These three averas address one fundamental yesod, where if that fundamental yesod is lacking, then I understand why there's a mabul. The fundamental yesod is the yesod of last week's parsha, of Bereishis Barlikim. That's all the Rebbe Hashem wants us from Parshas Bereishis. If you walk away from Parshas Bereishis with nothing else except with the realization that the Rebbe Hashem is the Bari Olam, then you got it right. If all you figured out from Parshas Bereishis is who lived when and who did what, but you missed that nekuda of Yesod HaYesod is Amud HaChochma, so there's a Bari Olam, then you better go back and learn the Parsha again. That's the Yesod. It's all the Rebbe Hashem wanted mankind to know. He didn't give a tremendously difficult mandate to humanity in Parshas Bereishis. Just to be makir that there's a Bari Shemayim V'aretz. And each one of these three averas is undermining that yesod of a Bari Shemayim V'aretz. Avodah Zarah, in the most obvious sense, in the clearer sense, is a kfira in the actual Bari Shemayim V'aretz. It's addressing, it's attacking Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chveid v'yatzmo. But there's a corollary of a Bari Shemayim V'aretz. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us wonderful gifts in this world. We can do a lot of good things, a lot of wonderful things. There's a lot of ways to enjoy this world. But there's only one realm where Kadosh Baruch Hu made a shutfin in Bria Shemayim V'aretz. You know, mankind wanted to be V'yisem Kelakim Yadei Tavara. We wanted to be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam said, that's not going to happen. But there's one dimension of human existence where we almost become Kavi Yochel like the Ribbono Shel Olam because we become Borim. And that's in the realm of creating children, bringing children into the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave mankind, the Gimel Shutfin Ba'adam, gave mankind that ability to be mishtatef in the next generation of Bria. What does a person do? A person takes that dimension of Beirei, that dimension where a person can emulate their Ribbono Shel Olam and uses gufa that gift in a way of Hashchasa, uses that in the realm of Toevos, and uses that gufa, that gift of the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the Mishkev Zochers and Mishkev Behemoth and Eish HaSish and Gilui Arayos and everything that's described in the Kol Hashem Bechor, everything between the lines of the last Pesukim in Parshas Bereishis. Ein lecha kfira b'vayri olam gadol mizeh. It's not the taiva shebo that seals the deal for the Dor HaMabul. It's not the fact that they couldn't control themselves. If they're eating, a person eats cheeseburgers, that's also called succumbing to his typhus. But that's not a kfira in Bari Olam. That doesn't get to the heart of Parshas Bereishis. But the chatoim of Gili Arayas undermines the very role of a burial. And the third of Chomos is Gezel. If a person truly believes in Lashem Oretz Umloya, a person really says that Rosh Hashanah, if he does it in Nusach Svard, or Nusach Ashenas, took it from Nusach Svard, if you really believe in Lashem Oretz Umloya, if you really believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam owns everything in the world, then the corollary of that statement is that he has the right to give to anybody what he wants to give. Like the opening Rashi of Bereishis Bara Elokim, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he gave Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. A person who doesn't accept Klal Yisrael's possession of Eretz Yisrael is a kofer in Lashem Oretz Umloya. And to the same extent, if a person takes something that's Loma Gilo, a person cheats in business, a person takes something that's not his, a person robs, a person steals, and takes Mamun Chaveiro, Shaloi Kedin, it's not just that he made a few bucks off of somebody else, not just because he hurt the other guy, there's something much more profound there, something much deeper than that. An act of Gezela is tantamount to a Kfira in the Bar Yalim, to a certain degree. There's a degree of not understanding, not acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baalim over the whole world, and he chose to divide the Yerusha such and such, and I'm coming to uproot that Yerusha, I'm coming to take away from Reuven what's rightfully Reuven's. What I'm doing is attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Gezela really is. So there are three different Averas. There's an Avera of Avera Zor, which is an attack on the Bari Olam. There's an Avera of Hashchos of Gili Arayis, that's an attack on the Bari Olam. There's an Avera of Gezel, it's an attack on the Bari Olam. It's these three Averas that are symptomatic of the fact that a person doesn't understand, is not makir Baruch Sha'om of Bari Olam. That's what it really means. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Mabul is not an Einish, the Mabul is a reality. The reality is, if you're not makir that I created the world, so lo magilach on the world. It's not shaykh, there should be a world. For what? If it's not clear who's the Bari and who's the Nivra, so then the whole institution of a world doesn't exist. It's not you did X, Y, and Z, and therefore I'm getting back at you and punishing you. No, it's not that. That's just the natural course of things. That's what happens. When there's no Akara of Baruch Shem Avay Olam, so the Mele, there's no Olam. The Mele, go back to Kodim Aisab Rashis, back to Tov Avo, which is exactly what the Mabul is all about. So these three Averas weren't just three coincidental, they did three bad things, and they added up together, the tally was, Yechai of a Mabul. These three things are Gurim the Mabul. These three things, the only answer to a person who doesn't accept these three things is, it has to be a Mabul. Baruch Hashem, we live in a post-Mabul world. So we live in a world where there's a Keshes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though Magil Lachem to get another Mabul, okay, Midas HaRachamim dictates there's not going to be another Mabul. But the Ikaron, Midas HaDin, Ba'arani Ananel, before the Keshes are shown, Midas HaDin dictates, when these things are lacking, Magia to the world not to exist. That's a pachad. That's a tremendous pachad. So we have to work on these things in ourselves. These areas need work. Even us, Baruch Hashem, not the Avdei Avodah Zarah, not the Hashchosas of the Mabul, not the Gazlonim, the Chamsonim, but even nuances of these different kinds of Averas have to be worked on, because these Averas are so fundamental, they're so undermining of everything that the whole Torah, the whole world is built upon. We don't want to repeat performance of Parshas Noach. Even though we have Avtach from the Ribbono Shel Olam, there won't be a formal repeat performance, but we want to get as far away as we can from anything that even a Shemetz, even a Mashal, even something that undermines these basic fundamentals of our morning. Okay. Sunday Shir is, another time, right? 12 o'clock, okay, good.